no Chancellor of the Exchequer in modern times had ever had to raise so much money for the necessities of the country. The objects for which this new taxation is imposed are not challenged by any party in the land. The budget therefore inflicts no gratuitous burden on the community. We want more money in order to strengthen the Navy, so to keep our shores safe from any possible invader. To provide pensions that will give comfort to a million men and women in their declining years. And to carry out many a long desired and long promised plan of social reform to redeem the people from anxieties and sufferings which are now so grievously oppressing them. First, the budget will relieve the rates which press so hard on many people. Second, it will provide money for dealing with unemployment. Third, it will establish a fund to assist in developing to the full the resources of our own country, so that men and women may be enabled to secure a comfortable and decent living on the land. This fund will be devoted to the reclamation of waste, the encouragement of small holdings, the improvement of livestock, the promotion of cooperative efforts amongst farmers and smallholders, the establishment of rural transport, so that produce may be carried more quickly and more cheaply to market, the planting of large areas of waste land with timber, the setting of chemists and experts in agricultural colleges, work to discover and teach new and improved methods of feeding stock and growing crops, and generally to help in enabling people to make the most of their own country. Fourth, it raises from motor cars a large yearly income to make our roads safer and to make them freer from the nuisance of dust. Finally, while leaving agricultural land and small holdings absolutely untaxed, it will at last compel the great landlords to contribute to the community a fair share of that increased value of their land which the community and not their own exertions have created. I am one of the children of the people. I was brought up amongst them, and I know their trials and their troubles. I therefore determined in framing the budget to add nothing to the anxieties of their lot, but to do something towards lightening those they already bear with such patience and fortitude. No necessity of life will be dearer or more difficult to get owing to the budget. On the other hand, out of the money raised by taxing superfluity, funds will be established to secure honorable sustenance for the deserving old, and to assist our great benefit societies in making adequate provision for sickness and infirmity, and against the poverty which comes to the widows and orphans of those who fall in the battle of industry. This is the plan, this the purpose of the government. We mean to achieve these aims, whoever stands in the way. David Lloyd George.